Welcome back to the Quicken Loans Studios right here at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. I am your host, Elissa Walker-Campbell. Remember to listen to the show on the go. Just download the Yahoo Sports Radio app by searching Yahoo Sports Radio in your app store, and you can listen on any computer or smart device by going to streamysr.com. That's streamysr.com. Remember, normal data rates apply. So Selection Sunday, it is rapidly approaching. It's time to forecast who's in and who's out of the tournament, and always a lot of drama and great anticipation for the big dance. So we have invited back on the ultimate pronosticator. He is a contributor with Slam Magazine. He is the owner and operates the prestigious five-star basketball camps. And that is Lee Klein joining us on our Progressive Insurance guest line up there in snowy New York. What in the world is going on, Lee?
Winter won't end. Someone needs to put the memo out. We're in March. We shouldn't be getting snow three times a week anymore.
Oh, it's been so brutal up there. Every time I have a conversation with you, it's snowing in New York. But come on down to Houston. Things are hopefully going to warm up next week, and things are definitely warming up as we look forward to the NC2A tournament. As I said, it is just around the corner. And I want to start off our conversation this week about some of the bubble teams, who to watch. One of the teams that is, I would say, on the cusp of the 2015 tournament bid would probably be perhaps what out of the American Conference, and that would be Cincinnati. I mean, they've beat two ranked opponents. How do you view Cincinnati and what they will be able to do?
Well, and what a job Larry Davis has done, and if you will, the most extreme of circumstances, having to step in for Mick Cronin with the right before the VCU game and take over for the season. American Conference, very difficult to figure, because outside of SMU, I don't think there's any other guarantees, and there are five teams competing for two. Can they get a third spot? So Cincinnati, I think, has a better resume than Tulsa, even though Tulsa is performed better in the conference. So I think Cincinnati, it's 12 or 16 teams that have made four consecutive NCAA tournaments. So they're trying to keep that streak going. They got a great win against San Diego State. They beat NC State in the non-conference. They swept SMU. I think this is a team in, barring a collapse with Sunday's game against Memphis or an early exit out of the American Conference tournament.
Well, and I was going to say, what kind of showing will they have in the American Conference tournament in order to earn a bid?
I think they've got the safest way is make the semis. Advance at least to the semifinal round. That would, I think, put them in safe position. They lost to Ole Miss. That's a tournament team. They lost to VCU. So I think this is a team that, smells like someone who should be in the tournament. And I think that they'll get in.
Give us a quick hit on SMU and the type of season that they have had under Larry Brown.
Unbelievable season. Larry Brown, you could give Coach Brown a group out of, junior high 52, and he'll find a way to win. He's so passionate about the game. This SMU team, not quite the top 10 team it would be with Emmanuel Mudiay stayed and didn't go to China to pursue his professional career. But Marcus Kennedy, to me, has been a significant player. When they got him back second semester, they really started to take off. Nick Moore, Ben Moore, these guys have shown the promise. This is a good team. Is it a great team? Maybe not. But they're going to, with Larry Brown under the helm, they're going to give it every night. They're going to be prepared, and they're going to manage every possession. So they're never going to be completely out of it.
The contributor with Slam Magazine, the owner and operates the five-star prestigious basketball camps, that is Lee Klein, who is joining us on our Progressive Celebrity Guest Line. Let's move on over to the Big 12 Conference. And how about Texas? I mean, we've been talking a lot about them over the past couple of weeks. I'm sure you watched that game on Monday night. Four Longhorns were ejected in that overtime win over 14th-ranked Baylor, but that was huge, and that will, I would assume, really help the Longhorns out in order for them to make their case.
Well, they're trying to find a way in. They're right there. it's been a real head scratcher of a season for this talented team, which which has great the talent screams deep run NCAA tournament. The performance has not. So they've got to win a couple. They've got to beat Kansas State, and then they've got to keep it going by winning a couple games in the Big 12 tournament. But the problem's been it hasn't been a team that's been able to get on a roll, and they're not great away from the Irwin Center. They've struggled away from home. So we hope that Rick Barnes could get this together now, because this would be a team that America should see in the tournament. Isaiah Taylor, Miles Turner, I mean, these are fun players to watch. There's a lot there. You hope that they get that opportunity, but can they close? And it's been something that they've suffered with all season long, getting a streak going and closing.
Okay, give us a hit out of the Big Ten Conference on Michigan State. I mean, what a year for Tom Izzo. 19-10, 10-6 in the Big Ten Conference. And just talk to us about, get us up to date. Why have they struggled so much this year? I mean, they're 1-5 against ranked opponents.
They just don't have the talent they've had in the past. They lost their starting backcourt, which included Gary Harris and, guys like that. I mean, Michigan State's not a team, unfortunately, anymore that can get along the downs of Americans like it did at the turn of the century. You're talking seven total McDonald's All-American in the whole Big Ten Conference. So people don't want to spend, for whatever reason, they don't want to spend winter in East Lansing. So here's what you got. You've got three really good college players with Travis Trice, Denzel Valentine, and Brandon Dawson. And now, can a post player step up and become a factor? You saw them take care of business against Purdue when Dawson went down, because Mac Costello finally, came to play, put it all together. It's a streaky team. Izzo's always going to have them prepared, but you need a guy like Bryn Forbes to make shots, and you need the margin for error really slim, so everybody's got to be on their top game right now.
Well, it's something that we will definitely be keeping our eye on. Of course, Lee Klein, the contributor with Slam Magazine, and owns and operates the 5-Star Basketball Camp. It's a pleasure to catch up with you. Stay warm, and we will talk to you next week. The countdown is on. We're ready.
Oh, sounds great.
Okay, much more straight ahead tonight at YSR. You stay close.